AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The music world is mourning the passing of British rocker George Michael.
George Michael died at his home in Goring, England. His manager says the cause of death was heart failure. His family issued a statement saying he passed away peacefully over the Christmas period. Musician Nile Rodgers tweeted, "This is so crazy. I was just at his house the morning of the 23rd. The loss of George Michael continues a year of grief in the music industry, with David Bowie, Prince, and Glenn Frey among those dying. I'm Julie Walker.
George Michael was gay, and former NBA star Dennis Rodman says he used to tease his friend about being in the closet.
We used to joke about it. I said, George, let me ask you something. When you was in Wham back in, you know, in the 80s, did anyone thought that you was gay? Because I did. I thought you was just flaming gay, damn it. He was like, we just started laughing.
Seriously, though, Rodman says Michael paved the way for a lot of gay celebrities to make it big in the entertainment world.
He kept his head up high. And he's one of the first gay musicians that's very successful. And Ellen DeGeneres and all these people on TV so blessed George Michael's for being who he was. He came and said, you know what, won't be me no matter what.
All 92 people aboard a Russian military plane that crashed into the Black Sea on Christmas Day are feared dead. Authorities suspect pilot error or a mechanical problem as the cause. Travel conditions remain hazardous across much of the northern Great Plains as a winter storm continues to sweep across the region. The Weather Service in Bismarck, North Dakota, predicts snow accumulations of 8 to 15 inches in western parts of the state. This is AP Radio News. The Chiefs have kept their division title hopes alive and eliminated the defending champions with a win over the Denver Broncos.
The Chiefs were assured a spot in the postseason before taking the field, but their 33-10 victory over the Broncos keeps their hopes alive for a division title. The Broncos dropped to 8-7 on the campaign, ending their quest to defend their Super Bowl crown. Kansas City built a 2-touchdown lead in the first 10 minutes of the game and kept the Denver offense scoreless through the final 36 minutes. A Chiefs win in San Diego next weekend, coupled with an Oakland loss in Denver, will give the Chiefs the AFC West crown and a first-round playoff bye. Pete Robinson, Kansas City.
Pittsburgh snapped a losing streak with Baltimore that stretched over several years. The Steelers beat the Ravens 31-27 and won the AFC North title at home on Sunday. The Green Bay Packers knocked the Minnesota Vikings out of any playoff hopes. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.